The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Loss in our lives takes on many different forms and can be more than just a physical loss. It goes beyond that to include emotional loss, business loss, and loss of personal health. This is Voices for Healing with Kathy Roberts. Today, Kathy and her guests will help you find out that you are not alone in dealing with loss and grief. There are so many different ways to deal with loss. What works for some may not work for others. Together, let's find the solution that you can use. Here's your host, Kathy Roberts.
Hello, listeners, and welcome to Voices for Healing Talk Radio. I trust you enjoyed the recorded shows of the last 2 weeks when Mark Epstein and Larry LoBianco shared their wisdom about trauma and rituals, respectively. And I got away for a two-week vacation, 1 week on the Chesapeake Bay with my children and grandchildren coming and going, and the other week in the woods of the Laurel Highlands of Western Pennsylvania. So it's just been a really nice time away, and I'm glad that you were well taken care of during that time with Mark and Larry. Well, I am your host, Kathy Roberts, and in my work as a professional counselor, coach, and educator based in the Washington, D.C. area, I work with people living with and growing in response to all sorts of loss and change. You can learn more about me and my work on my website, kathyroberts.net. When you sign up for my newsletter, you will soon be able to receive a free MP3 guided meditation. I actually thought that would be up by now, but with my getting away for a couple of weeks, that hasn't quite happened. So check back and you will find it. And if you sign up for the newsletter now, you will be sure of getting that meditation when it does come up when it is available. You can subscribe to Voices for Healing on iTunes and get regular podcast downloads, too. Now, I have a couple of upcoming events that I want to let you know about. First, during the month of September, I'm participating in a telesummit hosted by the amazing Kate Crow. For those of you who aren't familiar with telesummits, you can go online and receive free information and teachings through online classes that are offered by a host. And in this case, our host is Kate Crow. And this free online event is one in which you will hear a dozen or so inspiring speakers share their perspectives on shifting your thinking that you might live the life you want to have. I will be speaking about living fully into this moment with vitality at this event. For more information and to register for this free event, go to www.shiftitchangeyourlife.com. That's shiftitchangeyourlife.com. On Monday, September 8th, in addition to this particular radio show that I'm doing, I will also be a guest on Sylvia Henderson's radio program on the eWomen Network. Here I will talk about the importance of doing your inner work to get the outer life that you want to have. And I will give you more information about that in the upcoming weeks, and that will also be on my website. And finally, on Sunday, October 5th, I will have a booth and a workshop at the Pathways Expo in Fairfax, Virginia. Those of you who live in the Washington-Baltimore area may know about the Pathways Expo and its amazing event with lots of people there and lots of healers in attendance. At this event, I will be with shamanic practitioner Larry LoBianco. Our workshop is titled Create with Your Creator, and we will be talking about developing your spirituality through creativity and play. More details about all these events will soon be up on my website. And having just mentioned the Pathways Expo, I want to acknowledge Pathways Magazine for their support of this program. Pathways is a free quarterly journal distributed throughout the Washington, D.C. area. You can pick up a copy at your favorite library or health food store. The summer issue is now available, and the fall issue will be out in early September. Listeners around the nation, across the nation and around the world can read the issue at www.pathwaysmagazine.com. Each week, this show features a guest who has expertise in some area of healing loss and finding opportunity in chaos. My wish for everyone listening is that you connect with some of what you hear on the show and be inspired to use challenges to grow and become your most real, authentic self. Today's guest is intuitive and healer, Ademir Rossi. Hello, Ademir, and welcome.
Hello, my dear. How are you today?
I am wonderful. I'm so glad to have you on the show on this, my first day back from vacation. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. I'm very well. Thank you.
Good, good, good. You know, I know you. We've met a couple of times, and I'm not exactly sure about the pronunciation of your first name, and I want to make sure we get that right for our listeners. Can you tell me how to pronounce your name?
Yes, Ademir.
Ademir.
Yes,
that's what I have been saying. And while I was on vacation down in North Chesapeake, Maryland, I met another healer and psychic, a woman you may know by the name of Angela Ford.
Oh, yes, I know her.
Yes, Angela. And she was pronouncing your name slightly differently. And so I thought, oh, maybe I need to know how to pronounce Sedemir's name as we move into this program. So anyway, it was wonderful to meet Angela as well.
It's not a usual name, so people pronounce different how they imagine it can be, you know, so.
Yes. Well, thank you for the clarification, and I want to tell our audience a little bit about you, and then we will get started with our conversation. How's that?
Okay, it's good. Sounds good.
Good. Ademir's mission is to help people regain their power, connect with their divine essence, and achieve a life of joy and happiness. Skillfully able to raise the vibrational level of his clients and students, Ademir opens up our spiritual side in order to help us draw upon those sacred energies that allow us to be true to our spiritual center. With a straightforward style, Ademir utilizes his innate gift of healing to empower us to live more healthy, productive, and happy lives. Working with him, clients learn how to apply spiritual principles to their everyday lives and move forward unburdened by the past and empowered to create the future. Ademir draws on many spiritual traditions in his work. He has studied Zen Buddhism in Japan. He's a feng shui practitioner and scholar of both Eastern and Western philosophies and meditation practices. He has worked and studied in Brazil, Japan, the former Soviet Union, and Sweden. You can be assured that in working with Ademir, it's not only an incomparable experience of growth and expansion, but also one in which you are very safe and in experienced hands. Ademir is the author of Empowerment Through Meditation, A Pathway to Your Inner Light, A Sanctuary for Your Spiritual Growth, and has 3 CDs. In addition to his healing work, he conducts week-long retreats in Brazil, other parts of South America, and Europe. As I mentioned a few minutes ago, I've had the privilege of working personally with Ademir this summer, and I'm grateful to share him with you, our listeners. Ademir, as we get started, share with us something about your development as a healer. How did you become aware of your gifts?
Well, I became aware by my heart, because I always would like to help people. And I knew deeply inside myself that if you work together, if you work in 2 or 3 people, we can help each other, and we can make ourselves grow. So that was my deep feeling. My deep feeling was to help people to empower themselves and to be happy, because I believe it was possible.
Yeah.
And so that guided me. That's, I can say, that's impulse inside my heart. And so that had moved me to study philosophies, to study religions, to study many kinds of psychotherapies, to be with shamans and healers and see how what they were doing. and how they were doing. And suddenly it came to me a kind of technique, how to help people, how to work with people. That's how it happened. And so I started to work with people. In the beginning, because I was connected with many shamans, healers, psychotherapists, and religious people that we were applying their knowledge, their love, their science to help people that was crossing difficult situations, I started helping them. And one day I had a kind of revelation how would be my kind of healing, the healing that was specific to my style, my person, my soul. And so I started to apply that. And it was really fantastic, the results.
Mm-hmm. So you really listened to your heart as you were, you knew that you wanted to help people. You listened to your heart. And it sounds like this evolved as you went through this practice. This evolved so that what the specific ways that you were to heal, your own uniqueness, maybe perhaps a blend of some of the religions, the shamanism, the psychotherapy, all the different healing modalities that were surrounding you, and you figured out your own kind of your own way of doing it. Figured out isn't even the right word. It's more like it came to you. You know, we've just begun our conversation, Edamir, and we're already... it's already time for us to take our first break in just a short time. So I want you to hold your thoughts about this and I'll hold mine. But we need to take a short break right now and we'll be right back.
Think you've seen everything there is to see in online television? Let us surprise you. Visit voiceamerica.tv today for sports, health, business, and more on demand 24/7.
Kathy Roberts is not only an exceptional radio host, she's an exceptional listener and counselor. Kathy appeals to motivated, high-functioning people to help them improve their health and vitality. Kathy can meet you where you are and help you identify what you want. Visit Kathy's website at www.kathyroberts.net or call her at 301-651-0019. Kathy works with both individuals and couples and specializes in grief and depression counseling. Get to know yourself by working with Kathy. Visit kathyroberts.net or call 301-651-0019. Kathy Roberts offers Circle of Voices teleclasses to help you focus your mind, engage your energy, and awaken your inner guide. Through this experiential and interactive series, you will know yourself more and learn to express yourself authentically in your personal life. Visit Kathy's website at kathyroberts.net to find out about this teleclass series, designed to open you to change and engage healing in the fabric of your life. Go to kathyroberts.net or call Kathy at 301-651-0019 for more information.
Now you don't have to stay linked to your desktop or laptop. Take Voice America on the go and listen anywhere. Get our mobile app for iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android at the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
You are listening to Voices for Healing with your host, Kathy Roberts. If you have a question or comment for the program, please send an email to kathy@kathyroberts.net. That's kathy@kathyroberts.net. Now back to Voices for Healing.
Listeners, welcome back to Voices for Healing. I'm Kathy Roberts, and my guest today is Edamir Rossi. Edamir and I were just talking about how he developed into the kind of healer that he is. And after following his heart and working with all different kinds of people and healers, he felt an inspiration to work in a particular way, and that's what he's doing now. Can you continue with that, Edamir, and share with us how that inspiration came to you or what it is that you do that is your own way of working?
Yes. Well, there are two things here. One is that people are different and their needs are different. So I understood that I could not be stacked only in one philosophy, let me say, to help them. So for some people, I can use psychotherapy, let me say, straight in that moment. To another people, I can use a kind of religion approach. And for other people, I can use a kind of philosophical or shamanic approach. And others, I can use let me say, spirituality. But I was working, and one day, I know that every person has their spiritual side. They have in their souls, inside them, a gate that connect them with spirituality. This is natural, because this is another aspect that all of us have. So this aspect of spirituality is in a higher level than the body, emotional and mental states. Is another state, and when you reach there, it's possible. With that energy in that level, come down, and this energy can reorganize the structure of the person. And so one day I was working, and I start to have the sense, the intuition about past lives of the person, means experience that didn't belong to personal life in this lifetime. You could ask them. They never had that experience. But in some way, it was in an unconscious level or in the energetic level in the person. And usually was traumas. And those traumas, I could realize, and sometimes even the person could have the experience to get aware of that or those past lives. And so those past lives helped me a lot how to clear up some situations that a person was stuck in. And I start feeling also after this past life thing that time is infinite for the spirit. And so many happenings and many times can produce some results in the person. And after that, I had the realization that in the room where I was doing the healing, there was other beings around helping. And those beings could be angels or could be what we call spiritual guides. And they were helping in the work. Because there are levels that we cannot reach And so in those levels, we can say in the quantic levels or in the spiritual levels, to organize the person, it's required a consciousness that is in that level, that has the same pattern of energy in that level, to reorganize that level in the person. So I try to be aware of this presence that was helping. And so, from that point, healing for me became, took another direction, a deeper direction. And I had another consciousness, how the soul, how the spirit, how the person itself is great, is greater than we think. And all of us has a support behind what I call this spiritual support. And when we connect with these helpers, many, many good things start happening. And other things more. But basically, that was the main awareness that I got doing this work.
And what I'm hearing you say is you became aware of these helpers that were in the room with you when you were doing the work. And I think I'm also hearing you say that we all have these helpers, whether we know it or not, and whether we are healers and intuitives or not. Everyone has non-physical helpers around them. And is that what you're saying, that we all have that?
Yes. That's what I'm saying. All of us help them.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm imagining that I'm totally with you in that. I believe in that truly and am growing more and more aware of those, all the help I have around me. And I'm imagining some of our listeners thinking, what are they talking about here? What is this? Can you address what you might with people who come to you and you share something with them and they're not quite sure that they're understanding it or believing it? How do you work with that or address that? And how could you how can we together maybe help our listeners to, if they're ready, to begin to attend to this a little more?
Okay, we can understand it using many dimensions. You know, we have help always. Universe tends from chaos to organizations. So universe itself is a function. It's a natural function in the universe is to organize things, to harmonize things. And so as healthy is when we got a natural state. And so things are organized. Organized mean in the right place. And so universe has this tendency. But we have to create a connection with this power in the universe to make this happen. If not, we get in a shield. So that's what happens when people doesn't get healed, because they are in a shield. They are not connected. They are disconnected. And so these helpers, we can say, oh, they are angels. These are guardian angels, plus other hierarchy of angels. It can be if the person is a very religious person, or it can be their god, their goddess. And if the person are a spiritual, if the person is spiritual, the person can say, oh, there are other helpers. It also, And so there are guides that can help, but you need to connect with them. That's why we do meditation. We train ourselves with meditation because meditation is a great way to reconnect ourselves with our spiritual level. Because your guardian angel can be here at your side, but you are not connected. It's not that they are not. You are not connected.
Mm-hmm.
So if we get a connection, doing meditation or doing prayer or doing another or reading sacred books, we get connected with them. And if we ask, because there is one thing in the universe that I learned, that's free will. If you don't ask, usually they don't help because they respect your free will. Because free will is a condition in the universe. God respects that. If you don't ask for God, God doesn't do anything because he respects your free will. And so with this practice, you can get connection. You can get connect. And getting connected, things start happening. Your life moves and your life grows. Your life goes always to next level. So that's more or less how it happens, how I can see it.
Mm-hmm.
Does
yes.
it answer your question?
It begins to answer the question, and I want to come back to it. We're coming up on our second break already, and I want to leave our listeners with a quote as we go out on this break from your website, and it follows up on just what you were talking about meditation.
Yeah.
Edamir says, meditation needs to be demystified. In Western culture, it's a technique we keep thinking we have to empty our minds of all preoccupations. I have learned that for most of us, this is virtually impossible. So I, and this is Edamir speaking, have developed a meditation technique that is ideally suited to an American lifestyle and mindset, yet has the same ultimate desired effect, relaxation, increased awareness, focus, clarity, and that sense of peace for which we are all looking. Time for us to take a break. We will be right back in a few minutes.
Your favorite Voice America Talk Radio Network shows and hosts are in your car, outdoors, and wherever you need them to be.
Listen anywhere.
Get our mobile app for iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android at the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
Kathy Roberts offers Circle of Voices teleclasses to help you focus your mind, engage your energy, and awaken your inner guide. Through this experiential and interactive series, you will know yourself more and learn to express yourself authentically in your personal life. Visit Kathy's website at kathyroberts.net to find out about this teleclass series, designed to open you to change and engage healing in the fabric of your life. Go to kathyroberts.net or call Kathy at 301-651-0019 for more information. Kathy Roberts is not only an exceptional radio host, she's an exceptional listener and counselor. Kathy appeals to motivated, high-functioning people to help them improve their health and vitality. Kathy can meet you where you are and help you identify what you want. Visit Kathy's website at www.kathyroberts.net or call her at 301-651-0019. Kathy works with both individuals and couples and specializes in grief and depression counseling. Get to know yourself by working with Kathy. Visit kathyroberts.net or call 301-651-0019.
Your favorite Voice America Talk Radio Network shows and hosts are in your car, outdoors, and wherever you need them to be.
Listen anywhere.
Get our mobile app for iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android at the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
You are listening to Voices for Healing with your host, Kathy Roberts. If you have a question or comment for the program, please send an email to Kathy at KathyRoberts.net. That's Kathy at KathyRoberts.net. Now back to Voices for Healing.
To Voices for Healing with Kathy Roberts, and my guest today is Edamir Rossi. Edamir is an intuitive and healer, and he is sharing with us the benefits of meditation and how we can use meditation to connect with that which is greater than us, with our guides, with angels, with spiritual guides, with God, with what, however we might conceptualize, given our own spiritual or religious understandings of what is out there greater than us that we can connect with to get help in living our lives and having better, happier, more connected lives and more aligned lives. During our break, I was speaking with Edamir and asked if he might be willing to lead us in a brief meditation so that you, our listeners, might have a sense of what it is that we're talking about. Would you like to do that, Edamir?
Yes. Okay, let me explain. Our goal is to connect with our within power. Everybody has a power inside. We have an essence that's very powerful. And this essence can heal everything. So meditation is on one way to reconnect with this essence. And the energy that flows can do many things. And I figure out that meditation, you don't need to stop your mind, your thinking. Because studying yoga, yoga has many branches, and there are branches also that usually that what we receive from the east side, that they said, stop your mind. And I realized that is, for us here is impossible. It can be reached in a high level, but it's impossible. And after studying Jnana Yoga, that's the path of knowledge, you don't stop your mind. You just get aware of where you are, who you are. And you just keep going thinking. And this is called the yoga of knowledge, because knowledge can give you or be aware what's going on with you, why, and where you are, being in contact with the reality, produce a big, big, big result. But let's do a very, very simple meditation. That's called.
I'd love to. That's good. I'd love to. I love what you just said about it's impossible to stop our minds, and that does not need to be the goal of meditation, but increased awareness of who and what we are in the moment is really a goal that can come through focusing our mind rather than necessarily stopping all thought and emptying our mind. Yeah. I love what you just said.
Because this is really impossible. You know, you lose lots of energy, and you don't get anywhere trying to stop your mind. That's ridiculous. I think it's ridiculous, really. Because mind has a movement, has an energy. It's moved by spirit. So if you get that flow and use Jnana Yoga as your path, it's very simple and fast. So let's do, and Jnana Yoga means to know what's going on with you right now, good or bad, but to know, to be realistic. And from that point, you can transform, you can transmute for another better state and better condition. And Jnana meditation means to get aware, to be aware what's going on. And so that's, they call mindfulness meditation. It's, everybody knows about that.
Yes.
That they are using. And it's not connected with any religion. So what we are going to do is a very simple mindfulness meditation to ground us and at the same time to connect with the energies in the universe. So you just get a comfortable position. Sit down, please. Lay down is not good because you get a relaxation and probably you're gonna sleepy. So, but you can sit down in a comfortable position. You don't need to be as a Zen master in that lotus position and completely straight. Just get a comfortable position and close your eyes. And just start to get aware of your breathing. Pay attention to your breathing. Now put your attention in your feet and start breathing energy that comes from the center of the earth. It's a very, very powerful energy, kind of fire, red, orange energy. It comes through your feet and feeds all the body, mind, and spirit. And this makes us grounded. Air, we can breathe only through the mouth and through the nose. But energy, you can breathe any part of your body. So you are inhaling energy that comes from the earth. And allow your body to relax. You don't need to make your body relax. You just allow it. It will relax naturally. Now put your attention in your solar plexus. That's between the navel and the heart. And just breathe yellow energy through the solar plexus. Or any color of energy. Now put your attention in your heart. And start breathing through your heart, energy that comes from nature, green energy. Very powerful healing energy. Now pay attention to your throat and start breathing red color energy through your throat. Now put your attention in your third eye. And just breathe orange energy through your third eye. Just in the root of the nose between the two eyebrows. And your mind are receiving peace and power. Now let's go to the top of the head and start breathing white light through your crown chakra or the top of your head. Now, put yourself inside a sphere of golden light. Now you are done and protect.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Edamir. We need to take a break at this time, and we will come right back.
Your favorite Voice America Talk Radio Network shows and hosts are in your car, outdoors, and wherever you need them to be.
Listen anywhere.
Get our mobile app for iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android at the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
Kathy Roberts offers Circle of Voices teleclasses to help you focus your mind, engage your energy, and awaken your inner guide. Through this experiential and interactive series, you will know yourself more and learn to express yourself authentically in your personal life. Visit Kathy's website at kathyroberts.net to find out about this teleclass series, designed to open you to change and engage healing in the fabric of your life. Go to kathyroberts.net or call Kathy at 301-651-0019 for more information. Kathy Roberts is not only an exceptional radio host, she's an exceptional listener and counselor. Kathy appeals to motivated, high-functioning people to help them improve their health and vitality. Kathy can meet you where you are and help you identify what you want. Visit Kathy's website at www.kathyroberts.net or call her at 301-651-0019. Kathy works with both individuals and couples and specializes in grief and depression counseling. Get to know yourself by working with Kathy. Visit kathyroberts.net or call 301-651-0019.
Your favorite Voice America Talk Radio Network shows and hosts are in your car, outdoors, and wherever you need them to be.
Listen anywhere.
Get our mobile app for iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android at the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
You are listening to Voices for Healing with your host, Kathy Roberts. If you have a question or comment for the program, please send an email to Kathy at KathyRoberts.net. That's Kathy at KathyRoberts.net. Now back to Voices for Healing.
This is Kathy, and Edamir is here with me. Edamir says, God is inside you, happiness is inside you, love is inside you, harmony is inside you. Everything you need is inside you. We can find God with training and meditation. And when we do, we will find him both deep within ourselves and manifesting continually outside ourselves. Edamir, tell us about some of the upcoming events that you have and things you're involved with and how people can reach you if they would like a session with you or to know more, to have more with you.
Yes. I work from Monday to Friday here in D.C., and I do sessions, individual sessions with people. And if you want to book a session, you can call 202-333-7908 and leave a message, and we call you back and book you a session. But every Wednesday from 7 to 9, we have a meditation. And so you can come, and the address is 1314 29th Street, Northwest, Georgetown, Washington, D.C. You are welcome.
Should people call ahead and arrange to come?
No,
can they just drop in?
Just drop in. They don't need to call. Mm-hmm. Just drop in. There is a group, and they join the group, and we talk about something, and we do a meditation that helps everybody in healing and in their lives. And the next event that I have will be for next year, March 5 to 23 of March, we are going to India. And we are going to a place where is sacred place, ashrams, and we will visit some cultural aspects of India also. And we will enter in that atmosphere where the avatars usually comes bringing great, great knowledge. So that's the new coming events.
Thank you for sharing with our listeners how they can reach you for individual sessions, for group meditations, and about your trip to India. We are nearly at the end of our program here. This time has really flown by. And I wonder, Edamir, if you would be willing to give just maybe a two-sentence takeaway. What would you really like our listeners to most take away from this session? What can they hold on to that would be most important from your perspective?
Believe that you can. Believe that the universe will help you, or God, or call the name you want, but this higher power, this higher positive power in the universe. And ask for help. And this power will come and will help you. And believe that you have this power inside you. And the power of the universe will wake up your inner power. And that it's natural to be healthy, to be well, and to live a nice and good life, and to have some happiness.
Yes.
That's my message.
Yes. Important words from Edamir, and you can learn more about him on his website. What is your website, edamir.com?
Yes, edamir.com.
Edamir.com, EDEMIR.com. Well, I'm so grateful you've been here with us, Edamir. It's been a real pleasure to have you on the program. Next week, my guest will be psychotherapist and energy healer, Loretta Sparks. Loretta will be sharing her expertise with energy psychotherapy with us in a show you will not want to miss. Last evening at dinner, a friend of mine was asking about this thing she's heard about that involves tapping, and she said, it's something about EFT. And I said to her, well, that's what Loretta is going to be talking about next week on the show. So that's what's in store for you next week. I hope you've enjoyed this show with Edamir this week. He has a lot to offer. And until next week, this is Kathy Roberts. Transform your life. Embrace vitality.
Thank you for listening to Voices for Healing. Please join Kathy Roberts again next Monday morning at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. We wish you the best recovery from your loss, and we'll talk again next week.